You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Hello, everyone. Happy holidays.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's the holiday. Everybody get a gift. New jewels, new cars, and some new outfits.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The top JUCO signing in the United States of America, Deion Smith, showed up to his signing at Ole Miss in a Lamborghini. Good for him.
It's the holiday.
Today's guests, actors and comedians Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Love it. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Phone lines are already lighting up at 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. That means you're engaged with us and we with you, and we appreciate that here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have a SiriusXM Odyssey and more. We say hello to our podcast listeners who listen to this show all 3 hours whenever you want. There's our YouTube subscribers. We place a lot of this show and a lot of clips on there, and a lot of folks say, hey, we see you that way, as well as the Roku channel. We love hearing all of that stuff, and we've got two in-studio guests joining us in about 20 minutes' time. And this is going to be outstanding because we've had them on before multiple times separately. But Anthony Anderson and Ced the Entertainer are joining us together.
Boom.
In about 20 minutes' time. And that's going to be a delight. Tom Pelissero in hour number three to tell us what's going on in the round and the rest of the National Football League. How are you over there, Chris Brockman? Good to see you.
Rich, I'm great. I told you it was a big game last night. I was in the house at SoFi.
Whose house?
Rams house.
Thank you very much.
Rams win. Not a coincidence.
Understood. They've won their last four home games. Were you at the other three?
What?
Okay. Jay Felly, how are you?
Hey.
What's going on over there?
What's up, Rich?
What's going on? Good to see you. DJ Mikey D.
I brought the towel back.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts is on a flight to the East Coast, and we know that because he Instagrammed out a photograph of himself sitting in first class. So there's that. How are you, TJ Jefferson? What's going on?
I'm great. You know, Mike just sent me a text message telling me to leave as early as possible because the airport's a mess.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know. So also, Puka Nakua is going to be on my fantasy team
forevermore.
From 93 until the end of time. Infinity. So just get used to it.
So you are heading back east, back home.
East Coast.
So I think you're tapping out here after the second hour of our program,
if
which
that's
is great.
Permissible, yes.
Of course. Outstanding. Don't worry about it. I got to go to Denver after today's show. I'm calling Patriots Sunshine and Broncos on Sunday Night Football. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Zappy holidays to one and all. It's on Sunday night. The Broncos defense hopes for many zappy returns. That'll be on Sunday night. So we start today's show on March 24th. 2023.
Oh.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
You should know, Chris.
I'm asking you.
It was on that day, you, as a Rams season ticket holder,
yes,
received a letter from the chief operating officer of the Los Angeles Rams, Kevin Demoff.
Kevin Demoff.
Who I must tell everyone straight up is a good friend of mine.
Love those emails.
He and his family are awesome people. And Kevin Demoff, however, got a lot of heat for this letter. Because a lot of folks, including maybe the season ticket holder who's sitting in this room, felt like it was kind of a white flag being raised by an organization that had followed up their Super Bowl year with a 5-12 season in which the stars got hurt and the team's stars were being aged out, and it was time to start paying the salary cap credit card, and Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Miami Dolphins, and everyone's like, all right, what's up with that? And the letter essentially was talking about how, despite all of the moves that you were seeing in the 2022 season that they endured,
They had every intention of competing for the NFC West and making, as Kevin wrote in the letter, a deep playoff run. And that change doesn't mean that we expect to take a step back. They have 11 draft picks in this year's draft, including three in the top 77. And a lot of folks were saying, oh, all right. Okay. It's an interesting CYA letter on March 24th. And here we are. Almost at December 24th. And the Los Angeles Rams are, in fact, making a run. And interestingly enough, making a run with two guys they drafted in the fifth round the last 2 years. So that letter was one big also in Les Snead, we trust, the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams. And look who ran for 1,000 yards this season. A milestone he reached last night with his third consecutive 100-yard rushing game, sixth of the year. Kyren Williams, pick 164 of the 2022 draft out of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
And this guy, you know, he is really good at the football. And he's the first 1,000-yard rusher the Rams have had since Todd Gurley did it. And nobody saw that one coming. Behind an offensive line that was so banged up last year, you can't even say the words banged up and really have a straight face. That's how bad it was. And Cooper Kupp started this year in injured reserve, another reason why you thought the Rams weren't going to be in the mix this year. And look who had a night last night. Cooper Kupp? Eh. His name is Puka Nacua.
Puka.
Now, when Kevin Demoff sent out that letter on March 24th, he's talking about the top 77 picks. He should have talked about the top 177 picks because the 177th pick of the draft was this kid out of BYU. Another fifth rounder. Holy cow.
He's so good.
We were saying yesterday, Puka Nacua is Samoan for catches everything.
Yeah, always open.
I think it's always open.
Yeah, always open.
Always open.
Here's the deal. He's not always open. He just makes every catch.
He does.
He's unbelievable.
Catches everything.
He had...
runs guys over.
9 catches, targeted 11 times, one fewer than Cooper Kupp. 164 yards and the first touchdown of the night, by the way, on a fourth down play. And then when the Rams needed to ice a game that the Saints suddenly had made a game in the fourth quarter... they do an end-around with Kupp. I mean, that's how they won a Super Bowl. But with Nacua. And all behind a defense led by Aaron Donald, who is as good as ever, and an offense quarterbacked by a guy that everybody thought might be washed or didn't want to do it anymore. And Matthew Stafford, who I must say this, the way he is slinging it, the way he is firing it, the way that he is playing, sidearming it, no looking it, going up top. He looks just like the Super Bowl year, straight up at you, straight up at you. He looks as good as ever. And Calvin Johnson had his record triple crown year with him at the quarterback. Cooper Kupp had his record triple crown year with him at quarterback. And Puka Nacua is threatening rookie receiving records this year with him at quarterback. He is awesome. And McVay dialing it up. Look out. They have won every game since their bye, except for the overtime loss in Baltimore, where everybody thought they would just be the Washington Generals to the Ravens Globetrotters in the latest M&T Bank Stadium steamrolling of a non-division opponent. They lost that game in overtime, as we all know, on a walk-off punt. They gave the Ravens everything they could handle. They've won 4 in a row at home. They've won 5 of 6. They are 8-7.
Ballin'.
And they are going to the Giants next before finishing up at San Francisco, which we'll put a pin in at the moment. But for the moment, this is Sean McVay after the game about his quarterback, the guy who he went to, as we all know famously, He went to Mexico and ran into him, interestingly enough,
By chance.
And then the rest, as we all know, wound up being history. Here he is.
Matthew's done a great job of, you know, being able to distribute the ball, and I think he's playing as good as he's played, Sam. I mean, it's been outstanding. His leadership, he's feeling good too. I mean, you know, people don't understand how much he was pushing through with the thumb injury, but this guy is a stud. He elevates everybody, myself included. And, you know, he's playing outstanding, and I wouldn't want anyone else in the world leading our team than him.
I love it.
Boom.
He's absolutely right. And Sam, I believe, is Farmer, if I'm not mistaken, of the Los Angeles Times. The only guy in the room at the Super Bowl commissioner press conference from day one of NFL Network to about 15 years later, the only one asking a question about when is there going to be a football team in Los Angeles, and everyone is laughing him out of the room.
Yep.
Now there's two of them there, and now it is an equivalency thanks to one particular world-famous athlete showing up last night. Just the latest example of what happens when you win in Los Angeles. The stars show up. Shohei Ohtani. Wearing, by the way, 17 is his number,
but
it just happens to be Puka Nakua's also.
But, come on.
Showing up in his New Balance shoes and his dad jeans and his members only jacket or whatever it is, smiling. And yes, the Rams put it, it's Rams House, capitalizing the S-H-O. Rams House.
That's funny.
Okay.
Brockman's making fun of
me. It is on.
He had Big Dad energy yesterday.
It is on and cracking for the Los Angeles Rams right now.
Yep. Stars.
Now,
out.
What does this mean? Because, you know, we always talk about what we're seeing, what it means. What this means is, you know, Kevin Demoff said, we're going for the NFC West title. That ship sailed. That's already the 49ers division. They have clinched it already. Which means with the NFC East loser, we're assuming, is going to have more than 10 wins. We're assuming. And I think that's a safe assumption. So the 5 seed's out the door. But the 6 seed in the NFC playoffs, the team that is playing the best out of everybody that's been sniffing it for the last few weeks in the hunt, if you will, or in the mix currently in a wild card spot. Because the Saints, in my mind, are now completely out of the wild card race. They better win their division. The Packers have suddenly taken a hit. The Falcons just lost in front of 3 people in Carolina. And the Seahawks just played really well, as we know. Okay, but the Seahawks have been swept by the Rams. They're out if they're in a head-to-head with the Rams, who are currently in the 6th spot. And the Vikings, as we all know, with Big Nick energy, good luck to them to get to 10 wins. Because the Rams, I believe, we're going to definitely have 9. They're going to go to New York next. All I'm saying is this. Detroit, steel yourself. Gird yourself. Whatever you need to do to get ready for a playoff game on wild card weekend in your house, which you've been dreaming of for a very long time.
And they've earned it.
And they have earned it. Get ready for the one who's going to walk in the building to prevent a victory. And a long playoff run that you've also been dreaming of and have earned the right to dream of it because you're real and it's a real deal. The person who's going to walk into that house is going to be Matthew Stafford. Because the Rams, I believe, will wind up as the 6 seed. The Lions will wind up as the 3 seed. And get ready for it. Is it possible the Lions wind up the 2 seed? Sure. Is it possible the Rams wind up the 7 seed? Yes. It's going to happen. And the sooner you get ready for it, I think the better. Because that's going to be weird. Because I know Lions fans are thinking, and the Lions themselves are like, we'll take off anybody's kneecap and whatever, and we're ready to go, and we're going to restore the roar. Oh, that's Matt Stafford walking in. Okay. And obviously Goff has his own reasons to win that game of his own right. Yep. That will be lit. And I proffer to say, what is that? Is that going to be the Monday nighter to wrap up the weekend? I know the Cowboys might be involved in that wild, super wild card weekend of some sort.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. I mean, Fox will be all over that like the proverbial rat on cheese, unless it's possible, you know, they get a Cowboys game, then, you know, all bets are off. And then there's the Monday night window. All I'm saying is it's going to be in prime time and it is going to be lit. Certainly if the Rams come in off of a win against the 49ers, which is where I would like to finish up this open of this program. Andrew Whitworth of Prime Video was in the house last night, and he was introduced to the fans, who gave him a very nice ovation, and he even grabbed the microphone. Whose house? And he did the whole thing. He was here on Tuesday and said that the Rams have made themselves, after their Super Bowl win, in the same vision and style as the 49ers. You see some of the same, I mean, McVay and Shanahan are from the same coaching tree, yeah, right? And so it makes sense, and you see what the division leader, if you will, or the team you need to beat in your division, you feel you need to get past in your division does, and you want to, you know, fashion your roster to do this. And this being is beat them. You take a look at who has an opportunity to beat the 49ers in a, say, divisional playoff game. Who's going to go into their house and beat them? With all due respect, by the way, which means I'm about to be disrespectful to your Cowboys. Get out of here.
Didn't see that.
Do you think they're nervous about that? How about the Eagles? Do you think they would love to have the Eagles show up in divisional playoff weekend and just do, as Michael Irvin would say, give them a spank-a-lank-a-lank-a?
Spank that.
The Lions are also some team that they might be, you know, eager to have. I would say this. Out of every team that could walk into their house in divisional playoff weekend, the one team I think they would circle and identify is the team they don't want to see, is the one that's walking into their house in week 18. And I think I've asked this question multiple times. If the Niners have a shot to knock the Rams down a peg or potentially even out of the tournament, would they, even if they've settled their one seed business, play their starters against the Rams or rest them? I think they play them. I think they play them, and I think they play them to the hilt, and I think they make sure the Rams don't make it. Because the way that this Rams team is playing right now, take a look at the way that they won the Super Bowl. Okay, with sort of a mixture at running back. Kyren Williams is not a mixture. And then you take a look at how they get Odell towards the end of the season because they knew they needed somebody to put on the other side of the field or on the same field as Cooper Kupp. How does Nacua look to you? And by the way, signed June 12th as a free agent, DeMarcus Robinson, former Raven, and by the way, former Chief. You think the Chiefs would take him back right now? Because he catches the ball when it's thrown to him, with all due respect. Shoot, I should have said that in advance before being disrespectful. Hey, I'm just saying this. They look great, the Rams. And that March 24th letter from Kevin Demoff has aged like one of Stan Kroenke's fine wines, fine bottles of Screaming Eagle. And look out. Fair warning to Detroit. I believe they're coming. Wow.
What a game that could be.
And the 49ers have the Rams in their house week 18. I think they're going to give them a game like it's do or die for them too. I think that is the case. But I don't think it would knock the Rams out. I think it would just knock them down to the 7th seed, which I think the Cowboys or the Eagles would not really want the Rams to come in their house either playing this way because they are playing lights out. Oh, by the way, within half an hour of the end of that game, as I'm driving out in traffic with Coop, news crosses that the Dodgers get Yamamoto to pair up with Otani and the rest of their billion-dollar staff.
Great.
Of players.
Oh, just two players. Two players, billion-dollars.
No, just put them all together.
Two players.
Well, I mean, if you add Freeman and Betts and now Glass now, you're getting close to an Otani and a Yamamoto.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that on this program today. But let's take a break because we have Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
And Anthony Anderson together coming out.
Woo.
And they're bringing barbecue with them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They
let's go.
Are talking about AC Barbecue and more coming up. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help. And Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
We are back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network with our live stream on the Roku channel. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by, as we are thrilled to have together two guys who have been on this show separately, but now together, the host of the Emmys on Monday, January 15th on Fox. Yes. And the new Fox show, We Are Family, premieres on January 3rd, featuring him and his mom. Anthony Anderson is here. Good to see you.
There he is. There he is.
And season 6 of The Neighborhood premieres on CBS Monday, February 12th.
Talk about syndication.
By the way, and I'm sure the Super Bowl will be having tons of promos about that. Hold on a minute. I'm not done. Yeah. His debut novel, Flipping Boxcars, is available now wherever you get your books.
Crazy.
He also has a contest called Comedy Pays.
What is that?
But together, Cedric the Entertainer is here. Together, they are on behalf of AC Barbecue, a new barbecue lifestyle brand created by you guys and grilling enthusiasts. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer.
All right.
Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen, everybody. Give it up.
How about that?
I'm going to the wave.
Okay, hold on. You ready?
Yeah. I'm that person that doesn't get all the way up.
That's a ripple.
It's a supporting tide.
Good to see you, gents. Oh, I should have also said one last promotion. They are new best friends of Shohei Ohtani, who they met at last night's Rams game.
Yes.
Did you get to?
Yeah.
Got to shake his hand. Yeah. You know, I told him I've been in close proximity to billionaires my entire life, but I've never been in close proximity to a 700 millionaire. Yeah. He was my first 700 millionaire.
And I told him, you know, I said, man, you know, that's good. You're doing good with that baseball thing, but look, I got a car wash business. You family now.
That's right.
I got to hit you with the, let you know, you need to get your boy off.
I'm sure his interpreter had a field day with that one.
Yes, because
he looked at me crazy when I started talking American numbers with him.
Yeah, I want to know where the real number, I'm going to let him know where the real money is.
Yeah,
and in,
yeah, where the money resides.
Yeah, we'll sell weaves in Atlanta.
Hey, for everybody looking at home, who's wearing the best sweater right now?
Or
the best worst sweater right now. We're having a contest between ourselves. Who has the worst Christmas sweater?
It feels good. Yours is really, I think yours is stylish. I kind of went halfway Biggie Smalls.
You get, there ain't no halfway yeah. about it.
Baby, this baby. Is Biggie.
Stay Gucci down to the socks. Range of rocks, filled with rocks.
But I got the Baron Davis Christmas hat. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the black summer, baby. What up, BD? BD was at the game last night.
BD was at the game last night, yeah.
Yeah, he was at the game. Shout out, man. Black Santa in the house, baby. Look at that.
All right, there we go.
I thought money was in the barbecue sauce now.
No, the money is in the barbecue sauce. That's where the money resides right there.
How do we get here?
So, you know, AC Barbecue, Anthony and I, we've been, you know, we golf buddies. We go out. We've been to it. So we found ourselves often grilling. Me, George, Cheeto, Chris Spencer. It's a group of DL. And we all go hang and we'll go. And so we rent a house. Me and Anthony and often the ones that end up cooking.
Yeah.
And then this idea of doing something together, man. Grilling is always a big part of our community. And it's a space that we saw. Anthony noticed it was nobody there in a national way. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, it's not a national brand saying barbecue is our thing. And this is cultural. And I was like, you know what, Anthony, you're right. This is
just like that.
This is basically how all of our ideas start.
You're right, Sam.
You know what, you're right, Anthony. And then we like, that's how we formulated AC Barbecue. We had a good time,
in the lab,
building it in the, oh man.
A lot of people a lot of people think we just slapped our names on this. No. Sad and I sat with culinary specialists. Wow. Culinary scientists. Call them food scientists anymore. Yeah, they're culinary scientists.
They have jackets.
Lab coats and everything.
Lab coats and labels, and they've got and eye retina scans to go into the room. It's a thing, man. It's not impossible. You just can't put no little blends together like the old days.
Oh, this ain't a half teaspoon of salt, a half teaspoon of pepper. Mm-hmm. No, Seth and I, we sat down and we actually developed these flavors based on our travels from around the world and just how we grew up with barbecue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a labor of love for us. This is real.
We had a lot of fun, man. Walmart, you know, we're in Lowe's right now. So, a lot of great, and of course, online. Anybody want, we got cool items, you know, hoodies and
hats.
Yeah, it's
sweatshirts, t-shirts.
It's a lifestyle brand.
Three signature rubs. The MVP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lemon Stepper.
Stepper. Mm-hmm.
Lemon Stepper?
Yeah. Stepper, not okay. Stepper. Stepper. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And speak the language, Rich.
Midnight Smoke.
Midnight Smoke.
That's right there. You know, that just sounds like something good right there.
Yeah. Right.
It sounds so good, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We in California.
Yeah, we go.
But that's
still Snoop is endorsing food. That one for us right there.
I thought the smoke was from the grill.
A lot of jokes.
Yeah, but we also like to think it's not just barbecue. You know, our one of our tags is put me on air thing.
Yeah, which for the MVP is put me on everything. It's for, you know, poultry, fish, you know, your deeper meats, your briskets.
Yes.
So, but also, you know, pulled porks, all those kind of things. We can have a great time with the chips, popcorn.
Vegetables, lemon stepper. And it goes good with a lot of things that isn't barbecue. So it's not just a barbecue blend. It's a
modern day Lowry's.
Without saying it.
Perfect timing is obviously the holiday season, perfect gifts and stocking stuffers. But then the football playoffs. College football and then the NFL playoffs. Like this is what we're talking about.
We're excited. That's what that's one of the things we want to do. We're actually we want people to go out. That three pack that you have right there. That's in Lowe's. Got a special going on till the 27th. Anybody want to get that as a gift for people?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go to Lowe's, Lowe's.com. That's the King's Trio, we call that
the
one.
King's Trio.
Yeah, and so you grab that. Because we're the Kings of Barbecue. We did a whole show.
Yeah, go to Kings of Barbecue.
Yeah, Kings of Barbecue.
Not only is Cedric the King of Comedy, he's also the King of Comedy and the King of Barbecue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So two kings.
Yeah. And I'm a cipher, so it's two kings and a cipher.
And it's the wild card weekend sweepstakes.
You're digging in your bag.
We giving stuff away to people.
Listen, you came down the 405. I'll dig in the bag.
Well, wild card weekend. You know, you get a year's supply of meat.
Yep. Wow.
Only available in the contiguous United States. So you know what contiguous means?
Yeah, that means the United States that are connected to the United States.
So unfortunately, Hawaii and Alaska, this company can't ship meat to you. Yeah. But if you're part of the contiguous part of the United States, contiguous means contained.
Yeah, build a bridge.
Build a bridge, yes. You, yeah, if you had a bridge, we could drive you this meat.
Yeah, but
so a year's supply of meat, a year's supply of AC barbecue blends and sauces, a $500 gift card to Lowe's, and a $500 gift card to acbarbecue.com where you can come and buy our swag and more stuff for your friends
but
and family.
But what you just said, Rich, is on Wild Card Weekend, what we've decided to do for anybody that's starting to rock with us, you buy this, you enter the sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. Wild Card Weekend. Football season been amazing this year. First of all, and again, if you're not in Alaska or Hawaii, we're going to throw you the craziest wild card weekend party for entering the sweepstakes.
At their house or something like that?
At their home.
At their home, bar of choice, wherever
they want to do it.
We're not renting the space, but if you can do it, if you can get your cousin's bar, hey,
Okay.
We throw it there.
We throw it there.
And this is on Wild Card Weekend.
Wild Card Weekend is going up. Mm-hmm. And you know, who knows, guys? Rich Eisen might actually be there.
I might be there.
Yeah. And if he can't show up, we'll get him to do a live feed.
When he says might, he means not really.
Yeah. He'll FaceTime. He'll FaceTime
in.
Zoom in.
I won't provide the internet connection.
Exactly. I know the Wi-Fi code. But
if it's provided to me, I'm in. Absolutely.
That's nice.
Maybe the Rams will be in one of those games.
Maybe. We'll fingers crossed.
They're looking good, man. We were there last night. Yes. You know, we're actually, Andy and I are the Rams' good luck charms.
We are.
You know, you asked.
We were wondering. They've won four in a row at home. Now we know.
You know, whenever we were there, the year they won the Super Bowl.
We were there every home game.
We were right there, and then we came down. We went on the field. We were so much a part of the team, they literally let us in the locker room after they won.
You think Seth and I suited up?
Yeah, it was
I was holding the Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
Like Kobe was holding the MVP trophy after the game. You really thought I got off the field and did something. You know?
Yeah. I was so hyped. I took the trophy from Aaron Donald.
No, you didn't.
No, of course not. Of course not. That's the story I tell. But no, it didn't.
I was there. He did it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Aaron.
Well, I had to ask because last time you were here, you said you wore the wrong shoes to a Michael Jordan birthday party. Oh, so man. I thought, like, if anybody did that, would definitely take the Lombardi trophy from Aaron Donald.
That was a serious failure that time.
Did he make you take your shoes off, sir?
I was performing and I walked out with some Adidas on. And
did you not know this, Anthony?
Oh. No, Mike just, like, I mean, off the top. Hey! I was like, yo.
Middle of the show.
Well, I mean, from the beginning. I'm like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Huh? With the shoes. MJ be serious about them shoes.
Well, you've clearly corrected the issue.
Yeah, I don't mess around now. I wear Jordan house shoes and socks.
T-shirts, drawers.
I'm never going to be caught off guard again.
I was wearing an Under Armour t-shirt in his presence, and he went and got a switchblade from somebody and cut a hole in my shirt where the Under Armour was. I was like, but this is a Muhammad Ali exclusive. I don't care, man. That ain't my brand. And cut the Under Armour.
Is this true?
True story.
Yeah.
Jordan did that?
Yeah. Jordan did it to me.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. And now there's going to be a lawsuit.
So you're wearing what?
I'm a huge Muhammad Ali fan.
Why not? Michael Jordan.
So I had on this Muhammad Ali t-shirt, and I had no idea. There was just a little small Under Armour trademark on the side of it.
Yeah.
And that's what he saw.
You didn't see that?
He didn't see it with Muhammad Ali in it. I was across the room. Hey! What's up, MJ? He calls, he's talking, hey, yo, J-Bug! Give me the blade!
I just want to know, why didn't Steph Curry protect you?
Somebody brought him a blade.
Stand up for your fans.
And he cut a 1.5-inch square out of the sleeve of my shirt where Under Armour was.
Now, you must have kept the shirt, right?
I kept the shirt. I should have worn it today, but you can't tell stories like that and not have the shirt. I still have the shirt. And MJ know what he did. He tried to get Seth to take his shoes off while he was performing.
And I did it.
God.
I performed like Sade. I like Sade on stage. I was just barefooted out on stage. Grown man.
Cedric the Entertainer Bonet.
Yeah. So. Shout out, EB. What up, Eric? Yeah, toe ring and everything.
Toe ring though?
Didn't he?
Oh my God.
Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh my God!
Is it over?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you guys to leave.
I'm not leaving.
I'm having too good of a time. How did you guys meet? How did you guys ever meet? When was the first time you guys met?
Figure that one out, man. We've been knowing each other close to 30 years.
I've known Cedric longer than I've known my mama. Yeah. That's how.
Yeah. Right there is neck and neck.
Daddy?
Who knows how funny that joke is? For real. Oh, that joke is
out. If only we can tell the world.
Oh, wow,
we'll tell you off camera.
Oh, Rich, my God.
We'll tell you off camera.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm telling Mama.
Oh my gosh. That's how long you've known each other. Okay.
Long time.
Long time. We can't figure out, man. But I think that's the mark of a true friendship.
Yeah, and it was one of those friendships that's been like this from day one. Like when we met, it was like, that's my dog right there. Mm-hmm. We've just been rocking ever since, man.
Yeah.
You know, we would often be in New York at the same time doing different projects here. You know, before Anthony was like super sexy. You know, he's so sexy now. Like, you know, we were the big guys and we would always be out for the movie roles. You
Husky
know what I'm saying?
Handsome.
So, you know, Husky and Handsome, interchangeable. That's it. You know, that's a part of the brand.
I was about to say that does sound like a style of barbecue sauce is Husky and Handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that could be your fourth, you know.
Could be, you know, I see barbecue. Best friends in your mouth.
Yeah. We like that for the big fellas too. You like that? That's a great slogan.
You like that, right?
Rich, that's our slogan,
that's
man.
That's our slogan, Rich. You know, AC Barbecue. Going,
best friends in your mouth. You know what I mean? What's the problem?
Like what?
It's the friends.
Just spread Husky and Handsome on your meat?
Yeah. Hey.
Is that wrong? Yeah. So, season 6 of The Neighborhood premieres on CBS the Monday after the Super Bowl. I mean, how about that?
That's good. That's you talking about prime real estate.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good stuff. And we're having fun, man. That's the thing about this show is to have something that works with a great cast, and we tell them really cool stories. And you know, just to have the opportunity to come back and do it for a 6th season is very exciting, man. So, and Tashina Arnold and Max Greenfield, Beth Bears, Hank Greenspan, all of them. Shion and Marcel, all the whole family, amazing, man.
And speaking of family, We Are Family features your new Fox show, Anthony, you and your mom.
Yes.
So
yeah, We Are Family, yeah, great.
So your
great
mom's
show.
Like a table reads and all that sort of stuff?
My mother thinks she's the host and I'm the co-host, so that's how it is.
Is that basically what it is?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I just show up when she tells me to show up to work.
Okay. But fantastic. So We Are Family premieres on January 3rd.
Yeah.
What is it like working with your mom?
It's great working with my mom. You know, this was a dream of hers to always do this, and it never happened for her. So for me to be in a position
to host
a show, to be on television, to live this type of lifestyle. So for me to be in a position to afford her that opportunity at this part in her life, it's a beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And she thinks she's funnier than
me. She's famous.
Yeah, that's it. She's living her best life.
Famous. Well, we go out. Well, people can't wait to see Anthony Mom. They be knocking us out the way.
Does she have things in her rider, her personal rider, that she needs certain things?
She has to be done at a certain time of day so she can get to the bingo hall to play bingo.
Okay.
That's smart. Makes sense. Yeah.
Duly noted.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, she's like Stella. She likes the younger boys. So she makes sure that the assistants are around.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Come on, man. I mean, it's old Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
And you're hosting the Emmys. And like, everything's this
hosting
is awesome.
The Emmys, yeah. You know what's crazy? My mother's going to be a part of the Emmys with me. So we're not going to have playoff music this year. You know, so when your speeches go a little long, my mother just appears out of the curtain.
Is that really good?
Hey, trying to be out of here by 11. I got a date with Jesse Williams. Let's go. That's my mama. That's my mama.
I'm just letting you know this, Anthony, because I know these dates because it is my job to, you know, with the NFL.
Uh-huh.
It's entirely possible Rams might be playing a playoff game while you're hosting the Emmys.
There might be.
I think you're going to need some sort of setup where you might be able to.
We can figure that out.
You know, I mean, you have people that can figure that stuff
out. Yeah, we got people to figure that out. Yeah, they'll make it. What I'm also trying to figure out is, why is there a life-size Cedric the Entertainer?
TJ, you want to answer that question? Go ahead. This is TJ.
Hey, guys, running for office in the 14th district.
Can we talk about why there's a life-size version of Cedric?
Yeah, man.
What's it? Look, he's so big, you can't even fit him in the camera. I got to tilt him down.
There it is.
Look at this.
What's up,
Doc? What's that?
TJ, you want to answer that question?
Why there's two sets on the set right now?
Yeah, I used to work at DirecTV, and in our edit bay, somebody had that in the edit bay from a project Sid was doing.
Yeah.
And one day, I go to my car after work, because I never locked my car in the parking lot. Had his caddy, and it was in the front seat. Somebody took it and stuck it in my seat as a joke. I'm like, all right, bet.
And he used it to carpool home and been using it ever since.
And I've escaped multiple tickets, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right, man. There you go. It's Carpool Said. That's what they call it.
Carpool Said. Yeah. Say Said. Who knew you were a gangbanger? What's up?
Oh, man, that's
the pocket square.
It's a pocket square. The Church of Suwu.
The Church of Suwu.
It's kind of
why you look like Wizard Kelly from the Proud Family?
Oh,
we
don't
even see your hand right now. You just Wizard Kelly from the Proud Family. Oh, yeah. Well, not to be outdone. I had to snatch this off the wall.
Yes.
You know, snatch it off the wall right there. Bring this out here. I couldn't be outdone. There we go, right
That's
there.
My sweater.
Yeah.
That's my sweater, game.
Yeah, you're
one strike across the middle.
Just one strike Christmas sweater.
You get all the greatness
sweater.
Right here.
It's my one strike Hanukkah like sweater. That's what I got.
I wish they could do that thing where they switch and put Anthony's beard on your face right there. That would have been cool.
Well, actually, I'm told Smitch, Sean Mitchell came up with a special. There we go. That's me.
Yeah, dog.
No!
Yes, sir.
Who knew? You stink. And your jam Knox and your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they tee-pee. Stop it. If you think it's going to make a profit, go see my ones, go see my twos. Get it? Tell your friends, Papa hit it and split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what Rich is stopping. You go, Rick!
Oh, no! She says, watching
you. Straight Detroit homie right there. He was slipping on it. He slid on right there.
Just give me a taste of Lemon Steppa.
There you go, Rich! There you go, Rich! Lemon Steppa!
Yeah, that's right.
Just give me some AC barbecue lemon supper.
Let's go.
I'm gonna make it rain.
You're just gonna pour sauce on him. You're gonna pour that Carolina wine on him. Like, squeeze it on him, Rich. Just squeeze it on him.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a sticky situation.
This is a
sticky situation.
Oh, your babe gonna love. You should give that to the wife. She's gonna love that sweater shot.
This
is Rich.
My face is hurting too.
I got to massage my cheeks.
All right. So the host of the Emmys on Monday, January 15th on Fox, which is where you can watch We Are Family premiering January 3rd, you and your mom, Anthony Anderson. Season 6 of The Neighborhood premieres on CBS the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Seth, how many more seasons are you going to do? Are you going to do at least 4 more? You take it to 10?
Good. Let this go. I'm just talking to all these CBS execs right now as we speak. Yes. Let's just keep going, guys.
Yeah, go to 10.
Just keep it going.
Let's keep it going, man.
His debut novel, Flipping Boxcars, available now wherever you get your books. Comedy Pays contest is also out there, just like AC Barbecue. Go out and check it out. Lowe's.com, as well as everybody's on the set's Instagram and Twitter feeds as well. You guys are the best. I really appreciate you
so
coming in.
Fun,
thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's a blast, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rich, and before we leave, AC Barbecue. Best friends in your mouth.
Hey, we got some food for the guys. We do have food. You guys should say that.
We have some stuff.
I know it's early, but we got some cool burritos. We got some nice pulled pork sandwiches. We got the lemon stepper
wings and
strips and waffles. It's good, man.
Best friends in your mouth.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Best friends in our mouth.
You couldn't have said it better, bro.
Choke my chicken and pull my pork.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment.
That was great.
There it is.
Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Saturday, Christmas comes early, only on Peacock. Bills, Chargers, an exclusive NFL game live in primetime. Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, hopefully you've been listening to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app. You could ask Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner. All season long, I've been in the studio for Monday Night Football for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I got to tell you, that went as well as we had hoped, I think, and even better.
A lot better. I mean, it's just like you let them go. You set them on, you turn the camera on.
That's right. I did say that during during our pre-show conversation.
Roll the balls.
I should have just started like Dak. Here we go. and out come the points.
That was amazing. And this food that they brought is incredible.
Oh yeah, I haven't had any yet.
Oh man, I got a brisket burrito here, some wings, some sweet potatoes.
Is it really? Because it does look great.
Oh man,
so good.
It's one of the, like how I can't, you know.
You got to do a lot of talking.
And here's the thing. Really, before Jay Felly and I get here at 7:30, we got breakfast burritos from across the way because we did not know. But you come in, you're kind of hungry.
I guess you should expect when breakfast. Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer are friends in their mouths. Or is that what it is?
Yeah. Friends, yeah. I just had a waffle, so I had to do something.
This is amazing grub, man.
Let's go to Derek in Missouri here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you been, Derek?
Hey, Rich, how you doing, sir?
How'd that listen to? How'd that sound to you waiting on hold? That's crazy. You there?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it, Derek. I got about 90 seconds left. Figured I'd sneak you in here.
Okay, so I wanted to ask a question to all four of you. Two questions, actually. Favorite Christmas movie of all time, and what was your best in-person autograph you ever got from an athlete?
Okay, thank you, Derek. Best Christmas, favorite Christmas movie of all time. Yours is Die Hard, obviously, Chris, right? It's got to be.
No, it's top five. It's Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Jay Felly, what do you have?
I got to say Home Alone.
Home Alone. That's a good one. TJ, what do you think?
I mean, I'll stand on this Die Hard hill. I'll say that. But Christmas Story, man. Ralphie, that's just timeless to me, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I'll go It's a Wonderful Life. It's a beautiful movie. It is. It stands the test of time, and Chris Russo is taking gummies if he thinks he's had enough of it.
His second question, what was your favorite autograph?
Your best autograph you got in person from an athlete.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know my best, but I'll just tell you my most recent, because I got the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Oh, signing that belt.
My old school NWA.
Nice.
NWA championship.
That's good.
I'm going to say it's
Jim Brown on the helmet in front of you.
Jim Brown with the Syracuse helmet when he came in here in 2015.
Okay.
Mr. Brown.
Jay, what do you have?
When I was younger, Pooh Richardson from the Clippers.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Two live Pooh.
Thought of two live Pooh. And I guess I don't know, Reggie Jackson just signed my Reggie Jackson 1977 All-Star card.
That was an amazing day.
That was a great day.
After he criticized me for the way I threw out Reggie bars in the studio. just kind of a sugar and spice moment. You know, the sports gods giveth and taketh away.
Yep.
Hour one in the books. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
That still here on Roku. How about Derek in Missouri firing up that stuff, huh?
That was nice. Pretty good.
So it tastes good, huh? It's really good.
And this, so this is maple syrup, and it's like,
oh, because they brought waffles with their barbecue chicken.
It's like smoky maple. Oh my, it is really just stupid good.
You know, Rich, I also got Reggie to autograph my Oakland A's jersey while he was in here.
So to TJ.
So this, you know, those two are pretty dope memories.
We're lucky.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like work that often. Well, so that's never.
Well, the last hour didn't.
Always a good thing.
Well, next hour will, because we don't have any guests.
We got to talk.
No, we will. What's more likely coming up?
Hey.
And when we come back, we're in the $1 billion business.
Oh, man.
Of watching the Los Angeles Dodgers get everybody.
Hello.
We need everybody. Coop to keep throwing that baseball, Rich.
I know that. Although he bristles when I call him Coop Tani in front of other human beings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the highest compliment, Coop.
No,
he's,
I know.
He's shy.
He is a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's
but sweet. Every fifth day in 2025, he'll be able to go out there and see Ohtani. But every day he'll see him in the Dodger blue uniform. Wow. Totally nuts. What a night in Los Angeles sports last night. Phone lines are completely lit, which is awesome.
Do it.
Tom Pelissero, hour number three, as we get ready for week 16 writ large.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.